this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
I'm Hillsborough County Sheriff Chad Cronister, and if you don't listen to Knockout Radio, you may just find yourself in one of my jails.
I do have credit for Sheriff Chad Cronister.
Yes.
It was one of the better liners that we've had.
What a great guy.
He definitely is.
Awesome person and a sense of humor and just awesome.
Yep. And you still may be found in one of his jails. All right. So back, and I even took a photo of it. So it's the entire 108 section. Now, there's like a big, I don't want to say board, but it's like behind a video screen. So okay. Half of it, you know, you can't sit there because you won't see anyway.
Sure.
But it's basically the media section. So there's three people in row three or four.
Okay.
And then I'm sitting all the way in the back because I really don't know when I'm leaving. And it might be sooner than later.
You like to sneak out. Like, you like to be first to the parking lot, first to out the traffic and the congestion, first to the recliner.
All of that is true. I have no... Jay Retcher will tell you that he claims that we were in the middle of a conversation once. And he turned to his left and he started to talk to the person who was left at the Outback Bowl. And he turned back to look at me and I was gone.
I look, I'm with you. We drive together, and half the time you leave me before you get out of the car.
All of that is definitely true. So I'm sitting there minding my own business in my section, not my seat, but you know, I'm wearing the media credentials, so the lady's been really cool. These three dopes walk down.
Okay.
Now, you know that that's not your section, right?
Yeah.
But it's cool. I don't have any problems.
Sure.
Right? These clowns sit directly in front of me. There's 500 seats here. Can you go one row down? Do you have to sit directly in front of me?
So it's like going to like a public urinal, like a wall of urinals, and you're using the bathroom, and they stand next to you to use their bathroom.
Yeah.
Like, could you move down six
yes.
stalls?
Yes.
Can you not stand next to me while I'm using it?
Exactly. You know, if it's the only three seats, if it's the only urinal, I get it.
Now, how do you feel about
people? I hate it.
How do you feel about people?
I hate people.
Right. But how do you feel about people who don't show up for their events, empty seats down in like the first section, front row, middle section, and people who buy nosebleed seats, and then they buy it with the intent of, I'm going to get a cheap ticket to get in the building, then I'm just going to walk down and find an empty seat, I'm just going to sit, and I'm not going to pay for the extra seat. Do you dislike the common courtesy, like the lack thereof?
You really want me to rip you live on the radio? Because that's something you would do on a regular basis.
Listen,
you're right. You wouldn't even buy a ticket. You'd sneak in, you'd sneak in. I've seen you slither before.
I've slithered. But I always find my way where I need to go. And then I usually end up in the ring or on the ring.
And then end up getting paid to be in the ring.
Correct. So I don't even need a ticket. Like, why save a ticket, save the trees. Recycle it for somebody that needs it. But no, how do you feel about the seating, like, you know, the culture of that?
You know, I mean, I think you should sit in your seat. I mean, that's your seat. But if there's an empty seat ringside and you're able to slither into it, why not? I don't have a problem with it. You know what I do have a problem with? I need three more questions for your Christmas gift.
Oh, man.
Do you have this narrowed down at all?
Does it get difficult? It's getting harder as we go.
Let me go and run it down for everybody again. I went out of my way and purchased what I think is a kick-ass Christmas gift. And I told Matt, three questions a segment. If you're close at some point, I will go and get said item and present it to you live on the air. And you're nowhere near it. So first segment, your questions were, can you wear it? No. Is this from Dave Manley, MMA bobblehead? No. Will you like it? The answer is no. Segment two, can you eat it? No. Is it from 8 Man Strong? No. Is it Orlando Magic related? No. Next segment, is it investable? No. Is it MMA related? No. I don't know what the third one was. Is it from Country Depot? I'm like, what does Country got to do with it? No, it's not from Country Depot.
Okay. Is it something that I'll use in my new pizzeria? Would it be something useful?
No.
Is it something that's going to make me laugh?
Yes.
Is it something offensive?
No.
No. Well, it's not going to make me laugh, though.
That's like my...
Can I get number two again?
My sister gives a gift to my brother every year that is the most offensive stuff, period. And they just have this little laugh about it. So it's crazy.
Speaking of gifts for Christmas, I went to the Hofacker & Associates Christmas party. Craig Williams invited me, as well as Bill Hofacker, the owner of the real estate. I was able to go with our friend of the show, Steve Lanay, who is our limo driver and just all around good guy. And so I gave my gift. Everybody who brought a gift was able to do a white elephant exchange where you basically open a gift and people steal it. And then three times you steal it back, you get to keep it. And so Steve Lanay was the proud owner of a pink flamingo wine holder. And so I don't know if he ever brought that gift to you, but that's a gift that you will be receiving, Randy.
What do I want a pink?
You're a flamingo guy.
No.
You love flamingos.
It's not that I
love... You're the greatest flamingo collector I've ever met.
First of all, that's a lie.
That's not... You traveled... You made me carry a flamingo bag from Mississippi. Like, you are a flamingo fan.
First of all, you had nothing to do with that flamingo getting back from Mississippi.
You're a flaming flamingo fan. You're on fire.
You didn't carry it? You didn't touch it?
I arranged it. I coordinated it.
I'm pretty sure I did.
Logistically, I was involved. Somehow, I pawned it off on Kevin Smith to retransport
it. The story is my nieces, and probably my nephew, but my nieces always have thought that I am the greatest person on planet Earth.
Yeah, they're young.
And, well, they're adults now.
Okay. Well, they've been
lied to. Well, you met my niece.
They've been lied to.
My niece, the dolphin trainer.
Yes.
So, you know, it's funny, like we would go to McDonald's when they would come visit from Oregon, and we'd go in and I would order my fries with no salt, and then I would put salt on them, you know, because I want them super hot. They're called Uncle Randy fries.
Okay.
So when they go back out to Oregon, they would get Uncle Randy fries. So every year we would go to Busch Gardens and we would take a picture of the children, the nieces and nephew with my two, you know, on this little structure. And then every year we'd go and then they'd get bigger and then they broke the structure because they were sitting on it because, you know, on and on and on. Well, my niece, who you have met, Caitlin, loves flamingos.
Okay.
And I always told her I would get her a flamingo. So when she's six, she figured she was going to get a real flamingo. And then she would always wait for the flamingo, and she never got it. So when we were at a BKFC in Mississippi, we went into this antique store, and I found one of those structures of the flamingo.
Yeah.
And so I purchased it and sent it over to my niece. And I didn't want my name on it. Just wanted it to show up, but UPS was having a bad day. So it shows up, and my niece...
UPS or PMS?
Yeah.
Which one?
No, UPS had PMS. So it shows up at my niece's door, and her roommate's like, do you know who Randy Harris is? And she goes, oh, yeah, that's my uncle. It's a massive box. She opens it up. She lost it. It was just extremely funny.
Well,
so
now we can get her a wine holder. As long as Steve Lanay didn't keep it for decoration for the limo. I mean, that is a showpiece. I mean, it's pink. It's like a flamingo laying on its back, and it's like claws are holding like where you put the wine bottle in. So it's pretty.
You know, all of you guys are really good and quick at saying I'm skiving, but nothing ever shows up in the studio. Just saying. The only thing that shows up in the studio is you.
Well, that's the gift, Randy, the gift that keeps on giving.
All right, we're going to hit a break. When we come back, I'll give you three more questions, and then I am so bored with you and the gift that I may just give it to you in the next section. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
You're invited to the 17th Annual Festivals of Speed, Sunday, January 23rd, in downtown St. Petersburg's Vinoy Park. Festivals of Speed showcases over 300 of the world's most exotic and classic cars, with names like Lamborghini, Ferrari, McLaren, and others. Register your car and join the fun. Use code SAVE50 to save 50% off general admission tickets online. For information, visit festivalsofspeed.com. That's festivalsofspeed.com.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products, and pick up a pair today.
Calling all Rocky Balboa fans, check out the sock collection available at OddSocksOfficial.com. If you're a Breaking Bad fan or WWE or South Park, check out the sock collection available at OddSocksOfficial.com. Scarface, Godfather, Back to the Future, and Jaws, and many others available at OddSocksOfficial.com. Double Dare, SpongeBob, Street Fighter, and did I mention Rocky Balboa? All available at OddSocksOfficial.com. That's OddSOXOfficial.com. If you can't find a pair to wear, then why do you have feet?
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Dylan Hart Jr., and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back hanging out here in the dungeon as we prepare to return to Tour de Pizza, or whatever the hell the name's going to be.
It's going to be Tournament de Pizza. The first four letters in tournament is...
Spaghetti.
T-O-U-R. Tour.
Okay. Well, whatever.
So it's Tour de Pizza, but it's new. It's about winners. It's about champions. About, cause like,
so no losers can go in there.
Well,
if you're a loser, no, you can't go
you
in
can
and get pizza.
If you're with me. You can go with me.
Well, no, I'm not going.
No, you're going. I'll drive.
I have zero interest.
But, no, that's not true. But here's the thing. I have Diet Coke for you. I'm going to have pizza for you. I'm going to have space for you to broadcast the radio show live from.
Well, I like that. You're going to have things, from what I understand, outside of just pizza.
I have pool. I have a pool.
No, I'm talking about food.
There's tennis. You can get in shape. You can lose weight. You know, then you can go see Hunter downtown for Suncoast Fitness and work out. Get your workout in. Bring tugboat. You guys come and like swim in the pool, splash around with your flamingo shorts on.
I do have flamingo shorts.
You guys are going to have a great time over at Tour de Pizza.
This just came out. Number 23, Texas A&M. Scheduled to play Wake Forest in the Gator Bowl on New Year's Eve.
Really?
Well, at least they were scheduled.
It's canceled now.
They canceled it.
Oh, because of COVID?
Because of COVID. Because of COVID-19 issues and season-ending injuries.
What about the Outback Bowl here? Are we scheduled to go? Is it still on?
The Outback Bowl is scheduled to go on. That'll be Arkansas versus Penn State. I think it's tomorrow, is Florida versus UCF.
Okay.
And from what I understand, sold out.
Really?
Sold out.
At the Ray J?
At the Ray J.
Okay.
Awesome. Which, from what I've been told, it's more UCF fans than it is Florida fans.
Makes sense. Well, yeah, it's well, no. Yeah.
Yes,
I don't know. It's kind of, you know, you would think it'd be 50-50.
From what I understand, it's not. It'll be a lot like the Georgia-Alabama game, which was about 80-20.
Because they're equal distance from Tampa, you know, Florida obviously being the major school.
But this is a really large UCF alumni area.
Yeah.
You know, in the Tampa.
Well, Central
area.
Florida, so it's...
Well, what my daughter says is the reason for that is there's too many intelligent people that live in the Tampa Bay area. So they had to go to a real college, not USF.
That's true.
So, you know, they had to kind of drive out from it. All right, three more guesses, and then we're going to end the shenanigans.
Well, I do have breaking news. If you would like to hear some breaking news.
Not really, but the fans may.
So, local, the Tyrone Square Hooters location is closing its doors for good on Christmas Eve.
Well, I wondered.
So.
They've been struggling over there.
Yeah. But, you know, Hooters back in the day was the brand. I mean, they shocked the world. They were, you know, risque and they were offensive and they had people protesting and picketing and it's, you know, but it's a institution. I mean, it started right here in Tampa Bay area. Started in Clearwater, actually, in Gulf to Bay. Your friend, Ed Drosty, is a part of the, you know, the Randy regime and friends to all the Buccaneers that you guys know together. But surprising to see, like, major chains not be able to rebound from the COVID.
I just texted the GM over there who happens to be a good friend of mine.
And, you know, here I am going into the fire.
Let's go back in.
Some people.
I was out.
Some people run away from things, Randy Harris, and the other people run to the fire. Some run away. Some run in. I'm running in. I'm opening my doors January 2nd, day one.
You bitched and screamed until you finally got thrown out. Then once you're out, you're crawling your way back in. All right. Hopefully this is the last segment for this. Your Christmas gift. I put a lot of thought into this. I put a lot of money into this. I put a lot of desire into this. Your guess is, can you wear it? No. Is it from Dave Manley, MMA Bobblehead? No. Will you like it? No. Can you eat it? No. Is it from 8 Man Strong? No. Is it from the Orlando Magic? No. Can you invest it? No. Is it MMA related? No. Did I get it at Country Depot? No. And then I don't know what you did yes, because I just put no, yes, no. So I don't even remember. So try to get close.
Is it a gift from my brother? Brother.
That would be Hulk Hogan. And the answer is no.
Is it from a...
The answer is no.
Does it have anything to do with wrestling?
No. I may have to let this go another segment because you are a complete moron.
Does it have anything to do with... running out of guesses. Something that you spent your own money on. Because I know you don't spend money on a lot of things. So for you to buy this...
Hold on a second there, Chuckles. I've bought you a Christmas gift every year.
It's true. You bought me the pop thing. The Ronald McDonald pop. I have bad news for you, though.
Funko right there. New box just came in.
I have bad news for you. So apparently my kids are watching, like... So what do they call those
Never
pops?
Never mind. Funko, yeah.
Funko, right? But they're the action figures... Right. And
they
all
if they touched it, they broke it.
Well, no. So they
or they ate it.
Well, no. So they found out on TikTok that there's certain ones have hidden toys inside the head. So you have to cut the head off to get the toy out. So we sawed off the Ronald McDonald head. We you know, did a lobotomy.
Oh my God!
And then we found out that inside there was no toy.
I'm not giving you anything ever again.
So, but we had an amazing experience. My kids were, we have the saw and we're like doing this thing. And then the neighbor kids come down and like, what are you guys doing? We're like, oh no. And then we got to close the garage door. Yeah. So it was, I'm going to guess is this my last guess or I have one more segment?
It depends if we want to drag this out anymore.
Is it an electric bicycle?
No.
Oh, I thought that was my gift. I really thought you got me that bike. Don't you have Jupiter bikes laying around? Where are those extra?
Well, Jupiter bike, I don't know nothing about anymore. Mine stopped working.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I'll take it.
It's long gone.
You got rid of it?
Yeah.
Dang, I could use it in my restaurant for decoration.
Never thought of that, to be honest.
Tour de pizza. Never. Electric. Just like the NASCAR. All electric. I'd be like, pshoom. That's how I'm going to deliver pizzas. Pshoom.
I literally never, ever thought about that. So, all right, let's go hit a early break, but let's hit this break. When we come back, we'll look at NFL schedules this weekend. UFC kind of off for a couple weeks, so we'll devote a lot of time to this weekend's. And it's been great. Games on Monday, games on Tuesday, games tomorrow, games coming up on Saturday and Sunday. We'll discuss the NFL, and if I get really bored, I'll give you the gift when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
Decorations hung by the fire. Everybody's singing. All the bells are ringing out. It's Christmas all over again. Yeah, again.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Bobby Higginson from the Detroit Tigers, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park, or call them at 727-290-9873.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Calling all Rocky Balboa fans, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. If you're a Breaking Bad fan or WWE or South Park, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. Scarface, Godfather, Back to the Future, and Jaws, and many others available at oddsocksofficial.com. Double Dare, SpongeBob, Street Fighter, and did I mention Rocky Balboa? All available at oddsocksofficial.com. That's oddsoxofficial.com. If you can't find a pair to wear, then why do you have feet?
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Larry the Cable Guy from the Blue Collar Comedy Tour, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All the times I
All right, now back here in the dungeon as we get prepared to move over to the new Tour de Pizza, or better known as what? What's this ridiculous name?
Tournament de Pizza. Tour de Pizza for short.
So my box of Funkos just got delivered yesterday.
Can I cut the head off?
And that's what came out.
Let's open them.
Shut up.
Let's drill them.
First of all, you're not drilling a hole in Rocky Balboa. You know, Rocky Balboa fans, and you know, I know there's fans for everything, Breaking Bad and this and that. But if you go on Facebook, there's a couple different Rocky Balboa fan clubs. And they've been counting down the release of these new pops, new Funkos. There's Apollo Creed. There's Rocky Balboa. And what I don't like about what Funko did is they released these two. Now, you buy more just so the shipping's free. I order them. I got me a Danny LaRusso, too, by the way.
A who?
Danny LaRusso from Karate Kid.
Oh, nice.
That was the middle one.
That's the one with the illegal striker. Right? He did that crank
kick. It was an illegal kick to,
like
the, to the face.
Kick?
Right. Yes. He should have been DQ'd. And my boy, you know, Stevie should have won. Absolutely. you know, I need to watch. I've only watched season one of Cobra Kai. And it was so good, I couldn't wait till two. And I've never gotten around to two or three. And I think they're getting ready to come out, you know, with four. But so what Funko did is they released these two. And then all us lunatics ran out and got whatever we got, shipped it, blah, blah, blah. And then they released the other special edition Rocky where he's holding the chicken, you know, from when he chased the chicken around. All right, final three guesses, and then you will either get or I will break.
Well, before we get to that, I want to talk about a little bit of the UFC this past weekend.
No, get your three guesses in.
Oh, why?
You don't want it?
No, I do. I do. Of course I want it. I just don't know what my guess is. Is it tickets to an event?
Tickets? What a great guess. No.
Because that's what you're known for.
I know. I'm known
for. You always hook up people with tickets.
I understand that. Matter of fact, I have some tickets right here to give away for Festivals of Speed.
How do we win?
Just tell me you want to go.
Well, I'm going to go anyway.
Well, you need a ticket to get in.
No, I don't ever need a ticket. I just, when I want to go, I just show up with pizzas and they let me in.
Now you can.
They literally open the door and tell me where the green room is, and I just wait.
Matter of fact, we can put pizza in the green room.
Yes.
You know. All right, second guess.
Is it something for my family?
No.
Last guess? Final guess?
Final guess.
Is it something that...
This is awful radio.
This is something I can throw away.
Yes.
Okay.
But you have promised me you will not throw it away.
Oh, yeah.
You have promised me.
That was in the nuptials.
You will not destroy it. Thanks. So sitting in front of you is a ring box that has been there the entire time since the show started.
Oh, it has been here.
It's been here the entire time.
Okay.
And I'd like you to describe as you're opening it up. Describe it.
It's a white box. It's probably about... 3 inches by 3 inches.
Hold on.
Okay.
We'll videotape this and put it on the website we don't have.
There's opportunity there.
All right, there you go.
All right, so there we go. So we got a ring box. Doesn't say it was even made in Japan or China, nothing. So there's no markings on it. It's plain white inside. Oh, you son of a... It's a one bite pizza ornament from Dave Portnoy, who dodges me. Talk about cardio. That dude is running from me for years. He won't take my fight. He knows I'm going to knock him out. I'm back in the pizza industry. The king is back, mother beep. Anyway, you had your time. I was out of the industry. I'm back now. I'm taking back my spot on the throne. Get out of my way, Dave, or take my fight, or shut up forever. And yes, I'll keep this ornament because I'm a man. Got me fired up again. I'm gonna hurt that dude. I'm gonna hurt him.
All right.
But anyway,
so it's an ornament. It's a pizza box.
Yeah, it's a pizza box with the douchebag who I can't stand.
You've promised pictures daily.
The only problem that I have with fighting Dave at this point is I'm running into the problem that Justin Taffa had, and I might not make weight. I mean, yeah. How do you 265 limit and he couldn't make the heavyweight? First time in history, a heavyweight. No, but I call BS on that. And you know why, Randy Harris?
Because he didn't take his clothes off?
Well, because I did research. And the, back in the day, there was a UFC fighter that weighed in at 616 pounds, Emmanuel Yarbrough. So I don't know when they start putting in the weight classes in the MMA or the UFC fight.
I do.
When did they start the weight class? Because it used to be any size, anybody. You'd have Bob Sapp. You'd have all these guys that were monsters right. fighting Hoyce Gracie.
Right.
And it was about leverage versus brute size right. and strength.
Which was the original of what UFC is. But in order for the UFC to expand and to blow up the way they started to and then stopped, you know, it just kind of got stagnant and then, you know, the fajitas came in, was they had to implement, you know, weight classes and all that kind of stuff for the states and mainly Nevada to start sanctioning it because they were never going to get involved in the 600-pound Yokozuna, you know, fighting the Karate Kid.
Right, right. So, but yeah, with me tipping the scales at like 230 pounds right now, I don't think I could get down to Dave Portnoy's like little 170 pound or whatever he is.
Well, just why don't you just sign up to fight in his organization? You can fight his boy who beat up Canseco.
I'll fight any of those people. I'm nasty with it.
Well, you may have a fight sooner than you know.
Yeah?
Just saying.
Let's get it.
And I am going to call my friends at Sleep and Trade.
Okay.
So that I can invest heavily on your opponent.
That's a dumb bet.
No, it's
that's
not.
That's like betting on Tyron Woodley.
Well, no.
You're going to lose your money.
Well, that is a dumb bet.
You're going to go to sleep.
That is a dumb bet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Tyron, I mean, maybe he was sitting behind the media projector where you were in that section because he didn't see that right hand coming. That's where his seats
were. He definitely didn't. I mean, that was just a drop. Bam. But good for
team. Real or staged? Real?
Okay. I'm going with real.
Would it be scripted and it went too far and it was a mistake? Like, could it have been, hey, we'll do the hand signal.
No.
I'll take a punch. I'll go down. The fight will end in the last six rounds. We'll make it look entertaining. And then, you know, here's your $1.5 million and a Rolex watch and Mama Woodley gets to go to the barbecue.
I'm sticking with if you're going to rig it, and you're not. There's no way. I mean, you're talking federal stuff.
Oh, you think those guys play by those rules? They're crypto guys.
Like, federal?
They don't. That doesn't matter. Everything's crypto and digital and metro.
No.
Metaface or
no.
Spear.
No. World. I just can't buy it because you're talking Showtime. You're not just talking about, you know, Jake Paul and MVP Promotions. You know, if you're fixing fights, you're going to prison. I mean, there's money being gambled on it. There's just too many other things to ever think that would happen, in my opinion.
Okay.
And if you're going to fix it, I go back with it's a body punch. It's not going to be a punch to the head for this exact reason. They're going to have somebody hit you in the head. You're going to take a body punch. It's going to be a brutal punch, but it's not devastating. You're going to go down to one knee. You're going to cough, and then the fight will be over.
But wouldn't you rather take a head punch than a cracked rib? Like, why would you want to?
Well, no.
Ribs are painful.
Well, I understand that. I understand that. But no, I don't believe, and I know there's people that swear on all this, and I don't believe it. Because like I said, you're talking prison time. You know, you're talking about gambling. You're talking about losing licenses. What would that do to Showtime?
I mean, probably help them. I don't know. When was the last time you watched anything on Showtime? Other than Jake Paul. Like, when was the last time you ever did anything on Showtime?
Never.
But, right, exactly. I mean,
but that's me. I mean, that's
everyone.
What's HBO? Didn't they have stuff that I've never seen?
They have boxing. They do like Friday Night Lights or something, right? Wasn't they're the premier boxing network.
No, what was The Plantation, The Godfather, what's the mafia show that was on HBO?
Oh, Sopranos?
Sopranos. Never saw that. Breaking Bad. Never saw that. House of Cards.
Breaking
Never
Bad.
Saw that.
Breaking Bad was Netflix. I don't know.
I don't even know how to get on Netflix. Have you ever lost your credit card before?
Yes.
Do you know where you lost your credit card?
I usually find out after I get the replacement.
I had to call the credit card company and cancel a credit card.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that it's in my back office at the house.
Mm.
Can't find it.
Okay.
So it's lost in my house.
Okay. See, they should invent a GPS tracking on that chip.
Sure.
And then you can always find it, always know where it is at all times.
Don't kid yourself. There's tracking on those cards.
Oh, okay.
Government's tracking you.
Well, that's why the vaccine's here. So everybody can like fall in line and they know what you're doing every time you go somewhere and everything you do.
NFL this week.
Yes.
As we're approaching, it's shocking. The season's almost over. Bucks have a pretty easy schedule. The remaining, what do they got, three or four? They got the Panthers twice and the Jets.
As long as they don't have to play the Saints, they'll be fine. Yep. I mean, you know, the Saints have their number, right?
They do.
They do. Didn't the Buccaneers take out Winston in a cheap play that ended his season?
Allegedly, yeah.
With a horse collar tackle?
Allegedly, yeah.
So, you know, it's kind of like karma for Godwin. Kind of all your injured players are because of your bad tactics. And is Bruce Arians really a bad guy?
Why do you say that?
No, I'm just saying, like, the people that say he's, that he's like Sean Payton, that he does the same kind of stuff.
No.
Oh, okay.
Why are you trying to start crap?
No, I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying.
Give me that gift back.
Saying what I heard. Just talking.
I'll put that on my tin soldier at the
house. I think the Lions have been winning. Is that, haven't the Lions won a couple games, right?
I don't know about a couple games. I think they've won one.
Well, I mean, that's a lot for them. they're playing the Broncos this week, Sunday, the 12th. Wait, those are finals. Those are all over.
You're awful.
I don't watch football. I don't like it. It's flag football. They might as well play freeze tag.
I agree with that. No, I agree with
that. They might as well like be like, okay, you're it. Stop. You know, it's terrible.
It is hard to watch.
It's awful to watch.
You know, and there's a lot of defensive players that have reached out and responded to Brady that, you know, basically giving him crap back. You know, you can't hit high. You can't hit low. You can't grab their flag. You can't grab their mask. You can't grab their collar now. You can't grab their jersey.
You can't celebrate. You can't have fun. You can't enjoy the you know, the penalties for excessive celebration.
Yet there was a celebration when that little midget dude stood in front of Tom Brady with his arms crossed like, I got your number.
You can't.
That's taunting.
You can't say midget. That's offensive. Come up with a different word.
He was a midget to Tom Brady.
Okay.
Did you see Aaron Rodgers wore a hoodie and the hoodie's logo was cancer culture?
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh. And then he gave an encrypted speech on, you know, best times, high times, good times, old times. So it's kind of like him responding to, I'm out of this place.
Yeah.
I've enjoyed it, but I'm gone.
But as the NFL continues to get worse year after year after year, one thing that will always get better with time, Derek Lewis. Your heavyweight contender who won dominantly in round one on Saturday night. You called it. Knocked out your boy from the brotherly love.
He's not my boy.
Your brother from the brotherly love city.
He's not my brother.
And after the knockout, he did something I've never seen in combat sport. He removed his cup from competition. He threw it into the crowd. And with the explanation of that's going to be a NFT someday, it's going to be worth something, a digital print of his cup that he gave away as a fan, as a souvenir fan. NBA, they give shoes, jerseys. NFL players, they'll throw their towel in the stands or they'll take off their jersey and throw it.
Did the guy do a shoey out of his cup?
Well, I don't know if there's a shoey out of the cup or not. But then he said that, you know, he's down to go for the title fight again. He wants to fight after Nagano and Gane fight for the heavyweight strap.
And what's Francis going? You know, I understand, and I've been really busy, so I haven't really read up on it. Francis wants out. He doesn't want to fight.
He has one fight left on his contract. He's fighting out of contract. And the UFC and him are going to go separate ways, it looks like. They can't come to agreement.
Because Francis thinks he's worth more than he is.
Correct. And but Derek Lewis would like that next fight as long as there are only 3-round title fights. He's no longer, he doesn't want to do 5 rounds. It's too much energy. It's too much effort. And he's like, forget the 5-round fights. I'm only going to do 3 rounds. But if they want to fight for the strap at 3 rounds, I'll take it.
So Derek Lewis won't be fighting for a title, which is a shame. You know what fight everybody wants? They want Derek Lewis. Ty Terravasa.
Yeah.
That's the fight everybody wants.
That's a great fight.
And
so Shuey versus a Cuppy.
Right. And don't you want Shuey to win the title?
Not if there's a Cuppy involved.
Well, no. Cuppy doesn't want to fight five rounds, so he can't fight for a title.
So he should fight four rounds.
So when he said three, he won't even do four. Which means his whole thing is, if it's a three-round fight, he'll train for a round and a half.
Correct. But he only needed one round against your boy from the Brotherly Love
He's not
City.
My boy. And I didn't like, you know, Lewis's comment, just so you know.
What did he say?
You know, that you know he brought up Rodney King. He said...
You don't want to get beat on ESPN like Rodney King.
and that he wanted to stick up for Rodney King and, you know, punching a police officer in the mouth and not getting in trouble for it. It's just
classic.
It's not. It's classic Derek Lewis.
Classic Derek Lewis. It's always entertaining. And I mean, but nobody wants to get beat like Rodney King.
Nobody does. I mean, it had nothing to do with Rodney King. Those five people didn't want to get beat by Chael, you know, Sonnen either.
But they say Rodney King deserved to be, you know, drunk, grown in a Hyundai. He should have been beat.
Let's go hit our final break of the afternoon before he loses his license. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Stop Zone.
Christmas come this time each year. Ooh, well, way up north where the air gets cold, there's a tale about Christmas that you've all been told. And a real famous cat all dressed up in red, and he spends the whole year working out in his sled. It's the Little Saint Nick.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Mike Allstott, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
It's back. Outback Bowl 2022. Be there New Year's Day for a first-ever matchup. Big Ten's Penn State with superstar receiver Jahan Dotson versus SEC's Arkansas Razorbacks with dynamic quarterback KJ Jefferson. What a game. Outback Bowl. Don't miss it. January 1, Raymond James Stadium, Ticketmaster.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Pound for Pound, the best fighter in the world, Floyd Mayweather, and you're talking sports with Randy, the best in the world, Harris.
This is Knockout Radio, coming to you live from the final episode of The Bunker.
From The Bunker.
Are we moving The Bunker?
No, The Bunker's staying. You're just getting out of it.
Move back into a live studio audience, come out of the COVID while everybody else is running away from COVID. We're going back into a live environment, which would be nice.
Bronx Wanderers will be now be able to come and defend their title.
Yes. Yes. That's what I miss the most about not having a restaurant, to be honest with you. It's like not being able to have a place to host and entertain. You know, remember when Clay Guida was in town, he came in. He was at the fights downtown. He was supposed to come for an after party, but his, I guess what, client or teammate or student got hurt and went to the hospital. So he went to the hospital with his guy. But that night, Lorenzo Hunt, an uncrowned champ, came and hung out and did the after party at the restaurant. And
then, I will only go and see Lorenzo Hunt, walk around with Lorenzo Hunt, be involved with Lorenzo Hunt if he's got the guy behind him shuffling the money.
Yeah, well, because he paid for your Diet Coke.
He did pay for the Diet
Hopefully he goes to my restaurant with that money machine and, like, you know.
That's what I'm saying.
Throwing money everywhere.
That's pretty impressive.
My bartenders will make a lot of money.
I remember when he did it and people are looking, they're like, they're fake bills. And people are looking them up going, no, they're real.
Yeah. But Speaking of Clay Guida, he's taken on another Tampa guy, a legend, up-and-coming star.
Hold on. What?
Tampa guy, a legend.
What?
I mean, a guy from Tampa?
Yeah, he's a guy from Tampa.
Who's going to be a star.
Well, and that could be true.
Going to be a legend.
You know, and I like Billy Q, but come on, he's not a legend.
I mean,
he's not a legend.
A legend in my book.
Okay, well.
Define legend.
A legend. The greats of the great. I mean.
Oh, those guys.
Yeah, those guys.
I thought those were icons.
Well, there's icons.
Which was more important, like icon or legend?
I think icon is bigger than legend.
Is it?
I think. But legend to me, legend is Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Legend is, and I even got a little, you know, with Billy Q because he said that he's wrestling against Hall of Famer Clay Guida. You know my love for Clay Guida.
You love him.
I love Clay Guida. I think it's reciprocal. You know, Clay and I have been friends a long time. Clay's fight is in the Hall of Fame. Frank Trigg's fight is in the Hall of Fame. They're not Hall of Famers.
Now, didn't Diego Sanchez make it in the Hall of Fame?
No, his fight.
I thought
is
he
in
just
Hall
got
Fame.
Nominated.
No.
Oh, are you sure?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure. I just saw that.
I would be shocked.
No, I think he just got nominated for the Hall of Fame.
I would be shocked.
But if he goes in, if his fight's
who's?
In the Hall of Fame,
I guess I should ask who's Hall of Fame.
Well, if it's the UFC Hall of Fame, if the fight is in the fight wing,
right.
For the greatest fight of all time, or
right.
One of them,
right?
And Diego goes in as a Hall of Famer. Then Clay Guida, who's actively still fighting, who just won his last fight, would certainly be a Hall of Famer in a few years, you would think.
First of all, I don't think Diego Sanchez is going in the Hall of Fame.
I'm pretty sure I saw that.
Yeah, look it up. I mean, I believe, you know, he won the Ultimate Fighter, didn't he?
Yep.
I think he did. Had a good career, but not a great career. I mean, I don't see him as a Hall of Famer. And again, that's why I call all these Hall of Fames Hall of Pretty Goods. Good fighters get in. Good baseball players get in. Good hockey players get in. Hall of Fame is the elites. Hall of Fame is the legends. You know, if you're gonna start a football team, somebody needs to mention that name, whatever name that may be. That's the difference. To me, I don't think they'd be naming it this far out anyway.
I don't think it's
because the Hall of Fame thing isn't until July if they're gonna do one next year. Now, if you want to say he's a Hall of Famer for beating COVID and he's now walking again, you know, he's out of the hospital, everything is good, you know, that's okay.
So it must have been. So
shocking. You're wrong.
So I'm
so shocked you're wrong.
I got duped. So it says, here's what I saw. It says, UFC Hall of Famer Diego Sanchez hospitalized with COVID-19.
Right. He's not a UFC Hall of Famer.
But the title, the headline says UFC Hall of Famer, not UFC Hall of Famer fight participant Diego Sanchez.
Right, because they don't. Right. They just say UFC
okay,
Hall of Famer.
Okay, I got duped. That was my fault. I didn't dig deeper into that. But you're right. 100% right.
Okay. What well, for me?
I don't know. It's the first time I ever had to tell you that you were right. I didn't know how to respond after.
I really don't think it's the first time. Maybe it's the first time you've actually told me it, but you know that it happens on a regular basis. Do the Buccaneers take care of business Sunday in Charlotte?
They have to. And yes.
Well, they don't necessarily have to.
Who does Charlotte have? I mean, the Bucs need to clinch.
They need one win.
So they need to clinch it. They need to clinch it so then they can start cycling players off and let them rest for the postseason. Because let's all be honest. The Rays will teach you the best. You can play your hearts out during the regular season and look great on the field. But then when it comes time to actually win a championship, you fail every year in the crunch time. So we need to cycle players, make sure they're healthy, so we can perform in the playoffs and then win another back-to-back championship.
It's going to be tough.
It's going to be tough. Yeah, who's the best teams right now? Cincinnati playing well?
Cincinnati is playing well. I mean, they're not in the top elites. The Rams are starting to look good again.
Yeah.
You know, and the Rams obviously have a victory over the Bucs. The Cowboys are looking good.
Saints are
looking good. Everybody was, you know, calling the New England Patriots a sure thing for the Super Bowl. I don't necessarily know if that's going to happen. Kansas City's starting to look good again.
Yeah, what about that game last week they had? Like the overtime game, they came back. It was the Chargers versus Kansas City. That was a heck of a game.
Till I get my Super Bowl credentials, I don't care.
Is that true?
It is true.
You don't watch the football league?
No, I watch, but I don't really, you know, because of the Super Bowl, everything's driven to the Super Bowl. Until I know I'm going to cover it, until I know I have to get my plans together for the broadcasts and all the shows and all that kind of stuff, I don't care.
It was nice last week having Gerald McCoy on, even though you wouldn't let me talk to him about football.
Well, I told him we wouldn't talk football.
Well, I wanted to talk to him about the for your birthday, I gifted him, or you, his autographed Gerald McCoy 93 football.
I just didn't know if it was going to be a good direction to go where you got it and how you gave it to me.
Well, I mean, it was found at a Goodwill. Somebody obviously turned it in. But that could be an estate sale. Somebody could have passed away and somebody said, look, just give it all to Goodwill. They found it in a closet in a box. Who knows? You never know. Yeah, that's why you go to thrift shops. You never know what you're going to find when you walk in. You know, and so it's cool. Like, history is found and preserved and given to someone who actually has a man cave and a trophy room and enjoys things like that.
Sure, whatever. It's all good. run down the football games. Oh, you were supposed to pull it up an hour ago.
I did,
ago.
But I pulled up all the finals.
You don't even know how to pull that stuff up anymore?
What's that? Football?
Anything.
My phone's got a block on, like, fake
on
games.
Sports.
Well, it's fake. It's like worse than wrestling. It's they don't let anybody hit anybody. So why would I watch that? I'm a combat fight guy.
Oh.
All right, games. Here we go. We've got, I don't know. Tomorrow, 49ers versus the Titans.
Good game. Honestly, that's a great game.
That's
both teams fighting.
Tomorrow on Thursday night. Saturday, the 25th, on Christmas Day, you got the Browns versus the Packers.
Which they may have a problem. They may be moving that game. Just thought I'd let you know.
Where are they moving to?
They're going to have to maybe push it back. I mean, you know, they're making all these.
Move a different day, not move to a different location.
Right. You know, the Browns are having a lot of problems.
Colts versus the Cardinals, December 25th, Christmas Day. Sunday, the 26th, the Lions versus Falcons. The Sunday the 26th, Rams versus Vikings. Same day, Jaguars versus Jets. Same day, Giants versus Eagles. Same day, Bills versus Patriots. That's all Sunday football. Ravens versus Bengals. Chargers versus Texans. Buccaneers versus Panthers. Bears, Seahawks. Broncos, Raiders. Steelers, Chiefs. Cowboys, Redskins, formerly known as. And Dolphins versus Saints.
Dolphins, and you just brought them up. Dolphins 7-7, six consecutive wins. Outside chance, not a great one, but they still have a possibility to squeeze in.
That's your Monday night football game. That's your 8:15 p.m. game.
Is the Dolphins?
Yeah, Monday the 27th. And then the Cowboy versus Indians is Sunday night.
The Indians? The Indians are now playing football?
It's Redskins.
I mean, I thought you were talking about Cleveland. Cleveland Indians.
Cowboy and Indians, Sunday night, 8:20 p.m.
You talk about me and some things I'm saying that's not politically correct anymore.
I don't know any Indians.
Do you own any Redskins memorabilia?
I was a huge Redskins fan growing up. Honestly, like way back in the day. Mark Rippon days, Doug Williams back in the day, Art Monk. Like, those are my guys, man. Like, that was my squads. I remember my dad was a huge Bears fan, so I went opposite of whatever he liked. I was like, okay, you were Cub, I'm Cardinals.
But if he liked the Bears, why would you go Redskins and not go Packers?
Because it's too far north and it's cold.
I didn't say you had to go there to the game.
I said a pizza guy. I didn't like cheese back then.
Oh, my God. That's where you go. Anybody that likes the Bears, you go to Green Bay. Anybody who likes the Vikings, you go to Green Bay.
Well, he was a Cub guy, so I went to St. Louis. I didn't go to the White Sox.
No, we don't want you in St. Louis.
That's not true.
No, you can't be.
You're a bad boy. You could, like, I probably saw you there.
You might have. Here's your bat, sir. Here's your shoes, sir.
And what's the Cardinal, the mascot? Did you ever do that?
I wasn't a mascot with the Cardinals. I was the mascot with the Pelicans. With the St. Pete Pelicans. So I got pictures of me being the Pelican.
Yeah.
Doing stuff with some people.
I would be the Cardinal if I could be the mascot. I would.
Being a mascot's cool until this little kid comes and punches you where Derek Lewis's cup goes. and you don't see it, and your handler's not paying attention, and then you get beaned right in the basketballs.
The Wizard of Oz, like, he should have been the Cardinal and done backflips all the way through the field.
Ozzie was the man.
The greatest.
I was arguing with somebody who was telling me, and I know Jimmy Rollins, but he was telling me that he would rather have Jimmy Rollins than Ozzie Smith.
That's stupid.
I said, is drugs legal where you are?
Yeah.
Jimmy Rollins was...
Was he number 22, Ozzie Smith?
No, I thought he was one.
Was he?
Pretty sure he was one.
Well, that's even better. He deserves to be number one.
He is.
He's the GOAT.
He's better off the field than he was on.
He's a true legend.
He is a true legend. And a class act and a really good guy and really good stuff. So purposely no interviews today. I just wanted to kind of, you know, clown around, goof off. I get excited about our new location. I'm going to go check it out maybe later tonight. I'm going to put my markings on where I want us to be and check the power and all that kind of stuff. More details are coming up next week. Enjoy the football game tomorrow if you're headed out there for UCF in Florida. Have a nice Christmas. We will see everybody next week. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sun. See you, Matt, and I'll get out.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Who is the Macho Man Randy Savage? And when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around. And they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you.
WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.